And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8666.
All right, we're on the air right now. And welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. And we are debuting tonight in Phoenix, Arizona, in Phoenix on Free FM. Now, you're listening to us, sir?
Yes.
You're listening to us on that station?
Yes, sir, I am.
And what were you telling me about the kind of talk radio?
Well, I wanted to say to you, first of all, Phil, welcome to Arizona. I was calling to tell you that I've been listening to the station, and I wanted to say to you that talk radio in Phoenix and talk radio in Arizona is pretty serious. So we take our issues very seriously here, and I've been listening to some of the things that this radio station does, and it seems to be a little bit more. Maybe not taking things as seriously as the rest of us do. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. But we're not this city, Phoenix, and the surrounding area is not a city that we're not a Howard Stern. I guess you call it a Howard Stern kind of a city.
You like more issue driven talk.
We like our news talk. Yeah, we enjoy listening to news talk. And when you put a radio station on the air, you call it Free FM, which I'd heard 2 days ago. Some people told me that they were listening to it, and they did. They didn't appreciate it for a lot of different reasons. I think it doesn't take certain things seriously. I can also tell you, Phil, are you broadcasting from Phoenix or?
No, sir. I'm in Los Angeles.
Well, let me just try to enlighten you to something. We do not celebrate Martin Luther King Day here in Arizona. The reason
I thought that you did.
No, sir. No, we do not.
Oh, okay. I thought that you didn't, but then you changed that.
No. There may be some people, but we don't.
I mean, officially, you don't observe it?
Not that I know of, no. But the point I want to make is people are always quick to say Arizona doesn't celebrate Martin Luther King Day. And they assume it's because there's some sort of dislike of blacks. But the reason, more than anything else, Phil, is because we do not have that many African Americans in the state of Arizona. It is not because we don't believe that there should be a holiday devoted to a black man. It's that there are not that many blacks in the state of Arizona to give it a constituency, if you will. And
it's an interesting point. Would a more appropriate day be a day honoring Native Americans?
I don't think so.
Why not? I mean, Native Americans is quite a Native American population in Arizona, right?
That's not the reason that there is not a day celebrating a Native American. You can't really celebrate the culture of a people who had a lot to do with, and I know I'm probably going to get in trouble, but had a lot to do with bringing a lot of people down. I mean,
what, you talk about Indians, Native Americans?
Yes, sir. And I'm not trying to, please understand, I'm not racist, but there's a lot of people who have a romantic notion about Native Americans, but I can speak from personal experience that my encounter with Native Americans led to a very tragic part of my life because I was exposed to hallucinogenic materials through a couple of these Indians that I knew.
What are you talking about? LSD or?
No, sir, I'm not.
What are you talking? Peyote?
Yes, sir.
Did you take peyote?
I there was a period of my life where I was involved daily with the use of because of this Indian and several of his friends. And so you can understand, I'm not going to stand there in front of the State House of Arizona and say, oh, let's have a Native American Day, when I had experiences on psychopharmacologic drugs and psychotropic drugs that put me in an institution for 3 months while I was pumped full of paraldehyde and Thorazine and seeing things. And this was as a result of my encounter with these Indians.
Well, look, I don't know how many Indians are you talking about. I mean, if you've met up with some Native Americans who turned you on to peyote.
Peyote and some other things.
Well, like what else?
Some other hallucinogenics. I mean, we're talking about psilocybin.
So because of that, you do not want a day honoring Native Americans, and because there's not that many African Americans, you don't want...
No, it's not that I don't want, it's that we do not have...
All right, you don't celebrate Martin Luther King Day.
That is correct, and I'm just trying to tell you that this radio station, and my understanding was your program especially, is a program that's devoted to more lifestyle topics. I'm just telling you that I don't... personally, and I don't think too many other people want to hear it. And the only reason why is...
Well, that's a nice welcome to Phoenix, huh?
No, Phil, please, don't misunderstand me.
Well, I mean, you're telling me that the content on my show is not going to be anything that's going to be accepted.
You have to understand, we are very serious about our lifestyle in Phoenix and surviving here. As I told you, I was institutionalized because of the use of hallucinogenic chemicals. I'm not in any mood to sit here and be, what's the word they want to call, groovy or something like that. I'm deadly serious about everything now, because an Indian, and now you talk about Martin Luther King Day.
See, all right, let me give our number out. The Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with, what is your name, sir?
Phil, my name is Austin Mark. I'm sorry.
All right. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Glendale, Arizona.
All right, Glendale, Arizona. You're just listening to us tonight as we make our debut on Free FM in Phoenix. And we're very, very grateful to be there. But I don't really often give people the time of day who are going to call up and tell me that my radio show is not going to make it in a certain town. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I understand it, sir.
All right. And I don't often give a guy 14, 15, 20 minutes to tell me that my radio show...
Sir, please understand, I'm not commenting, Mr. Hendry, on how good or how bad your show is. It may be a wonderful presentation. I'm just saying, in our city here, Phoenix, we don't have any real use for this kind of nonsense. I'm not saying nonsense, but the Howard Stern and all of this. You know, I'm trying to tell you that, we are a people who have survived in a very tough climate. We survived, going back 200 years, the attacks of Cochise, or not Cochise, or Geronimo and all them. And then on top of that, here comes Martin Luther King, and he wants to get his, and we just don't do that, see? And what I'm saying is...
Well, you don't do it, all right? You just don't do it. How about if we let people make up their mind?
Yes, sir. That's what people are going to do. They're going to make up their mind. They're going to say they don't want you or your station.
I gave the phone number out. I'm going to hear from other people, okay?
Well, I'm sure you're going to get a few people who say, don't listen to this guy. I'm telling you right now, Phoenix, I've lived here my whole life. Phoenix doesn't want a lot of this, this nonsense, and you talk about Native American. I'm sure that's good out in California where everybody is, believes that that's maybe very chic. But I was institutionalized, and I actively hallucinated for 4 days, well after the chemical had left my bloodstream, because I met an Indian. Now, you got to think about that. You got something to think about.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Mary, hi, Mary.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, ma'am.
Well, I'm calling from Phoenix, and I'm afraid I just don't know what this man's talking about. And I think you're doing a great job, and I...
Is this one of your guests, Ms. Ritten?
No, this is a lady calling as you did, sir.
Can I ask the lady, what is your name, ma'am?
It's Mary.
Where do you... I live in Glendale. Where do you live?
I live in Phoenix, Scottsdale area.
Okay. You're very young, and I understand that, but most people who are serious about talk radio in Phoenix don't want this garbage. I've been hearing a lot of garbage, haven't you?
Okay.
Well, what are you talking about, garbage? You haven't heard my show yet.
No, I don't mean your show, Mr. Henry. Forgive me. I'm talking about this Martin Luther King, and they're all trying to, what I'm saying?
Well, okay, and I understand. I actually don't understand what you're saying, because Arizona does celebrate Martin Luther King Day.
you sound... Are you from Arizona?
I am.
You sound all perky. You're very young, aren't you?
You sound very happy, Mary.
I'm a happy girl.
Let me tell you something, Mary. Maybe your family's roots don't go back as far as mine do in Arizona, but we had to carve out an existence here, and then come in some radio shows that want to. Everything's a big joke.
Okay, well, the bottom line, I think, is that Arizona has a huge demographic of young people that really like this kind of trash media.
Trash media.
Well, see.
Mary,
that's fine, but I tried to tell Mr. Henry.
You're telling me about this radio station not being what Phoenix wants.
No, sir, it is not.
You just heard what this young lady said.
Well, she is very young, and
I represent a lot of people that are coming up and that are listeners.
I'm talking about the serious talk.
The advertisements.
And, ma'am, I will tell you again, Native Americans, individuals that I know personally.
My question for you is, were they feeding you the peyote, or were you taking it yourself?
No, ma'am.
You need to take some responsibility.
I took it. Well, you see, you got all that little. You need to take responsibility. Like, you're happy that I was institutionalized.
Sir,
are you happy that I was institutionalized and actively hallucinated?
No, I don't believe the lady is. But she's saying something that's sensible. You took the drugs, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, nobody forced it into you.
No one forced it into me, but did I ask a guy to scalp me? No, I didn't ask him to scalp me. But
well, I think you're representing the small number of people. I don't think a whole lot of people have been accosted by Indians and have been forced to smoke peyote.
I'm representing
a completely different demographic.
Ma'am, I was not forced to smoke peyote, and you do not smoke it. You ingest it.
I'm sorry.
That's something
clearly,
we don't need to know about.
I don't know.
See, she's all happy and giddy. But I'm the one that lives with the hell every day of my life. I remember those days when I was up in the hills with those people.
I don't think that's our problem.
Yeah.
Well, it may not be your problem, but the problem that we've got is Sirius Talk Radio in Phoenix is being brutalized.
Turn it to KFYI. You don't have to listen to it.
KFYI is the greatest radio station, probably the best thing ever happened to me when I got out of the hospital. But now you're.
Then that's what you should.
Why aren't you listening to that now, sir?
Because I'm trying to tell you people, you're encroaching in a city that doesn't want it.
All right. Look, Mary just said she does. Okay.
I understand that, and I appreciate the young lady, but she's. This is not a typical talk radio listener. She don't listen to it. Do you listen to it?
No, look at
I love talk radio. I do. I love all this kind of stuff. Watch the news. I'm informed. I'm an educated, college-educated person.
Yeah. You know, I got a real problem with you sounding so happy when I just told you I was institutionalized.
It's not my problem.
Right. Right. Mary, thank you very much for your call. It was nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449. Do you have a problem with the fact?
Well, she sounds all happy. Well, thank you. And I just got done telling you that four Mohawk cut creeps fed me a concoction of peyote and psilocybin. And I'm telling you, I saw the mountains turning. There's nothing that Carlos Castaneda wrote about in that bullcrap book of his that, I don't know if you know that.
Teachings of Don Juan.
Yeah, there's nothing he wrote about that's got anything on me. I've seen all of that and more. And I'm telling you that KFYI, if the people listening to this station right now need to understand that KFYI is where they ought to be.
Can you hold on for a minute? Can you hold on for a minute?
I'm sorry, sir.
Can you hold on?
Yes, sir.
What's that guy's name? Austin. All right. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This man's, he called me off the air, and we are debuting this evening in the great city of Phoenix on Free FM. Very happy to be in Phoenix. This gentleman is a native of Phoenix, is a traditional talk radio listener, and I understand that. Phoenix doesn't like lifestyle talk, and we're talking about that. And that Martin Luther King Day is not celebrated in Arizona. I'm trying to just go down the list of what he said, bud.
It's not celebrated in Arizona because there's not enough blacks.
He said it's not celebrated in Arizona because there aren't enough black people. And the fact that you don't have a Native American Day is because he doesn't care, because Native Americans put him in a nut house from psilocybin. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tell me that again. We're back here with Mr. Austin Amarca from Glendale, Arizona. And we're on the air tonight, debuting on Free FM in Phoenix. So for all of our affiliates across the country and everybody listening, we hope you will enjoy as we just take this call. We're taking a call from this gentleman. You said something. This had to do with the drug use?
Yes, it did, Phil. And I was subject to, I was treated for a psychotic relapse as a result of these hallucinogenics and psychotropics that I took with these Native Americans. And I'm not proud of these things. But
you said you were recently institutionalized. Why?
Because I had a psychotic relapse. Because of these Indians.
What happened? Because it's very bizarre. You explained it to me.
Well, I don't know if... See, this is what I mean. KFYI would not allow this to go on the air. And I question what kind of a show...
I want to know what you did to get you rehospitalized.
Again, I want to make clear that this is the result of these Indians. And you got to understand, we're not going to have a Martin Luther King Day anymore. We're going to have a Native American Day because of these things.
Well, what happened?
Well, what happened was... I had a hallucinogenic relapse, a psychotic relapse, the doctor called. I was watching the news on television, and my wife tells me that when she walked in, apparently there was a lady on television that I had remarked once. I thought she was an attractive woman. Her name's Beth Holloway. Do you know this lady, Phil?
The mother of Natalie?
Yes, sir. And I'm not proud of this at all. I don't know if you really want me to explain this.
I want to know what you were driven to, you claim, by taking mushrooms with Indians. See, this is... It sounds like a...
No, hold on for a minute. I was the victim here. You have to understand.
All right, but what happened?
What happened was she tells me that I had unzipped the front of my jeans, and I was making thrusting motions toward the face of Beth Holloway on TV.
And she called an ambulance.
Yes, she did. And apparently I was saying, you know, that I wanted Beth Holloway, you know, this poor woman, you know, and I was out of my mind on, on six different kinds of flashback. And I was thrusting I had taken my genitals out of my jeans, and I was trying to push it into.
I understand. It was this lady. On TV.
Yeah. And that's when I knew that I want to live such a good life. And when your radio station comes on here and does everything that they do, you got some pair on you, let me tell you, because...
All right, hold on. I got to get some calls in here, because I don't want you to monopolize the hour. I hope you understand.
No, I'm telling you how it is in Phoenix.
No, I want to get some other people. Tammy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I have to say that these last, like, 5-10 minutes have been the most amusing in, like, a month. I've just been cracking up. I'm from Arizona. I've lived here my whole life.
Well, ma'am, have you ever been hospitalized in a psychiatric ward?
No, but I would have to say you might need to go back.
Ma'am, it's not fun. I understand what
I did. Well, then you shouldn't have taken the drugs.
You're right, but... Ma'am, I never would have known about peyote or any of that had there not been an Indian around.
Had there not, yes. All our problems go back to the Indians. Their fault.
Did I grow peyote? No, ma'am, I didn't.
Well, Native Americans didn't grow it either. It's a wildly occurring mushroom, isn't it?
It's not a mushroom.
Yeah, or it's a cactus.
You can't blame them for you being an idiot taking drugs. You sound like a 15-year-old kid blaming their friend for bringing pot over to the house.
No, ma'am. I'm just saying. Mr. Henry said...
That's exactly what you're saying. You're blaming someone else, and you're an adult. Take responsibility. And two, we do have Martin Luther King Day here in Arizona. It was an all-day event. In 1992, the state of Arizona was the first state to vote for it and pass it as a holiday.
You may, but I don't, and most people I know don't. Because how many black people are there in Arizona? Thank you.
White people are the minority in Arizona now. We have a huge Hispanic and black population, idiot.
No, we're not. Ma'am, I'm not calling you any names. I'm simply saying that...
Well, you know what?
I'm stating facts. You're insane.
See, Tammy, hold on for a minute, okay?
No, I want to address something the lady said.
Well, hold on. We're going into a commercial break, so hold the line.
See, she thinks it's... funny. And I would welcome you to take a tour of a psychiatric ward at the Glendale psychiatric facility. And
hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownies. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What Spider Bellows is who?
This is a friend of mine who works for the state of Arizona Emissions.
And what did he say?
I'm quoting.
Go ahead and quote what he said he saw.
Spider said that I, quote, when I was having this hallucination, I was, quote, trying to hunch Beth Holloway's face on TV. That's what he said.
All right, so that, so you're up doing thrusting motions with your hips into the TV set?
Yes, sir. That was the point I was trying to make.
And you're blaming all of this on Native Americans?
No, I'm not blaming it all on Native Americans. I'm simply saying, had I not run into those two brothers that night, and they talked me into...
Talked you into. Okay.
Mr. Henry...
No, hold on. I got to get back to Tammy. She was hanging on. Go ahead, Tammy. I'm sorry.
I mean, how old is this guy when this happened where he couldn't say no to a couple people offering him drugs? And then he wants to go on for the rest of his life saying, I'm in a psychiatric ward because of it. And then he wants to have everyone have sympathy for him when he just needs to take responsibility. And obviously, he still needs a little help.
Absolutely, I need to take responsibility.
And I
will. But where does the Native American culture come in, making peyote available to me at a time that I was vulnerable? My wife had just thrown me out on the highway that night. In other words, she had kicked me out of a mobile home.
So let's say guy came along and offered you crack, or a white guy came along and offered you, I don't know, LSD, and you took it. Would you say it's all their fault? Every black person is their fault because they gave you this, or it's white people's fault because they gave you that?
Tammy, you may not know this, but most of the people that live in Arizona enjoy KFYI and the many programmings that they have, and you... You people with this free FM.
I ate drugs.
I ate drugs with an Indian. Have you?
Oh, who cares, man? Who cares, dude? You know,
Mr. Henry, you're new in the Phoenix area. Please don't tell us what we are all about.
You're the
one telling him what we're all about. That no one in Arizona is going to like him. That we all like regular, boring talk radio. You're the one telling him what we're all about.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I've walked the walk. You want to make this place another Howard Stern market? Good for you. But I was there in a cave in the painted desert with two Indians looking at me with big crap-eaten grins on their faces as I started to peek on 16 mushroom buttons, and it wasn't even 2 a.m.
So whose fault is that?
Yeah.
It's my fault for having sympathy for Indians when I know they can go out and get high anytime they want. No one's going to bust them.
Okay.
And what exactly does that have to do with free FM?
What's that, ma'am?
What does that have to do with free FM and your stupid KY whatever radio station you listen to?
Yeah, see, she wants to say KY jelly because that's the kind of filth that comes into the minds of a lot of these kids.
You didn't know the call letters.
The call letters of the station is KFYI. It's not KY jelly.
Well, I didn't say KY jelly, and I also didn't unzip my pants and hump a TV.
Yes, very good point, sir. And that, you know, Mr. Amarka...
I'm not proud of that, Mr. Henry.
I know, but you know what? You did it. You were institutionalized. It ain't Free FM's fault. Nobody called KFYI KY jelly. You did.
Well, that's what's in this young lady's mind. I understand what's going on with these people.
And then the other thing to say here is you've indicted an entire culture because late one night when your wife threw out of a mobile home, you ingested some peyote buttons with some dudes up in a cave someplace.
Oh, I see. Okay, so in other words, none of it is anybody's fault but mine.
Well, I mean...
There you go.
Okay, you know something, forget it.
Tammy, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate
it. No problem. Thank you so much.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show on the air here on Free FM in Phoenix this evening. Very happy to be with you guys. Let me go over to... Mr. Mark, do you understand what I'm saying?
What you need to understand, Mr. Henry, and I appreciate you having me on your program. I really do. KFY, I was going to say KFY Jelly.
Well, you know, you were the guy that said it.
No, she said it.
No, she did not say it.
KFY is a station that everyone can listen to and not listen to a lot of garbage. And you'll notice I haven't been on the air here a half hour, and we've got people talking about KY Jelly. What has that got to do with anything? Nothing.
And well, you're talking about getting stoned on peyote and psilocybin with Indians.
Because you wanted to come on with some Martin Luther King talk. And I'm telling you, we do not celebrate that in Arizona, because there you could spit from one end of town to the next and not hit two black guys.
What are you talking about, man? In Phoenix?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Megan, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Megan.
I was calling in reference to Mr. Austin.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm an educator in Arizona.
Yes, ma'am.
We teach about Civil Rights Day. We educate the children as to what it's about and what it stands for.
But you see that? It's not Martin Luther King Day. It's Civil Rights Day. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, they also understand it as Martin Luther King Day.
Is it called Martin Luther King Day or is it Civil Rights Day, ma'am?
When it's taught in school, it's the Civil Rights Day.
Yeah, see, there you
but
go, right there.
But we teach about Martin Luther King.
And you called me a liar, Mr. Hendry.
I didn't call you a liar.
I'm telling you, we don't celebrate Martin Luther King Day in Arizona. And that one girl who called up, and every other word was KY Jelly, she should have known that.
Go ahead, Megan. I want to hear what you're saying.
So, and I have references. I've worked near the Navajo and Apache reservations.
Yes, ma'am.
I've met hundreds and hundreds of American Indians who don't smoke or ingest peyote, who don't get involved in it.
Well, they don't tell the white man. See, they're not going to tell
the
white woman.
But it's not just the Native Americans against the white man.
Yeah, but they're not gonna...
I have children, and I think every day they go on the street, and there's going to be some dope dealer standing on a corner, and if my children are in a vulnerable position, they would accept it.
There you go, dope dealing. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Wait. Hold on. I want to jump in. You're not going to tell me that we've got an epidemic of Native Americans standing around peddling peyote buttons all across America.
Well, I am. It happened to me.
That's baloney.
But it's not just Native Americans. You are classifying Native Americans as the dope dealers.
They're not Caucasians. They're not dope dealers, ma'am, because I took it voluntary. What they did is they seduced me into the seeing visions.
That's what... A dealer will seduce a possible client.
They told me that if I sat in the middle of a circle that they drew around me, that I could expel evil from me throughout the course of an evening, and that a shaman witch...
Okay, they do that with acupuncture. They do that with hypnosis.
Wait.
You turn to peyote.
Oh, okay. So they cast out demons with acupuncture? Wow.
There's people who do believe in it.
Some people believe a lot of things, but... it sounds to me like you were a welcome...
I was looking forward to it. They said if I confronted the shaman witch... Have you read Carlos Castaneda?
It sounds to me like you've been reading too much of that guy. It sounds to me like you're pulling some stuff from his book.
Oh, is that right? You told me there was no Martin Luther... I told you there's no Martin Luther King Day, and you called me a lying sack of you-know-what. And that girl with all that KY jelly on her brain called in and said there was. Now this nice lady admits there isn't.
I'm not saying there isn't a Martin Luther King Day. I'm saying in school we educate it as Civil Rights Day. But that's because everything in the United States has become politically correct.
Because we don't want to have, Martin Luther King, that's a whole other deal. I just don't, you know, what? It could very well have been him that day giving me that mushroom. And that's all I'm saying.
It could very well have been him that... Do you understand, sir, that you were put away because you were, as you say, quote, hunching Beth Holloway's face on TV? Do you think you're making sense now?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm not high on any drugs.
But it just seems that you're blaming one culture for Alaskan
judgment. Well, I don't mean to do that.
I
don't mean to do that, ma'am, and I apologize, but thank you for admitting that there's no such thing as Martin Luther King.
I'm not saying that.
Well,
okay.
She's not saying that.
Well,
I think you're
is.
High again because
no.
I didn't
no.
say that.
You said there's Civil Rights Day. They don't call it that officially.
I'm saying it's not educated as that. I'm saying that in school it's taught as Civil Rights Day.
Let me ask you something. How'd you like me to call up Steve Brockerton, who's one of the sales guys over at KFYI, and tell him that on Free FM tonight they've been referred to his station as KY Jelly?
But that was you.
That was you.
Me? That
KY. She had the wrong call letters, and you called it KY jelly.
No, she started KY jelly, and she started making. I could hear her making noises like, you know, that slapping sound you hear in porno movies.
No, you're the one talking about hunting the TV or something, and KY jelly. You have it on the brain, not anybody else who's called in.
Ma'am, did Mr. Hendrian?
The lady said KY. She didn't say KY jelly, and I didn't hear her making any slapping sounds like in a porno movie. I didn't hear any of that.
Well, I think it's a sad day for Phoenix Radio to hear you and all of your listeners coming on here and talking about, pulling
but
it and everything
else. I think you're also referring to the larger population of Phoenix is more accepting of
what's going on in the media these days.
We're not as strict and narrow-minded as what used to be.
Phoenix doesn't want no satellite, and Phoenix don't want any of
but
this.
But you're talking Phoenix. You can't make a judgment for Phoenix, because you've also said that Phoenix has hardly any or no blacks.
I don't know if you've
been in Phoenix recently.
How many blacks do you see in Phoenix on a hot day? On a hot day, I'm saying. See? None. Why?
On a hot day?
They're hiding
out. Go to downtown Phoenix. Count them.
Hiding out?
Hiding, they're walking around.
There's no blacks out on a hot day.
Oh, my God.
All right. Look,
is that not a racist comment or what?
Oh, here we go, the racism, see. And yet, your friends can call in and talk about the KY jelly of the air.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. What's this guy? Is he still flying on some of that stuff? What's he got, a big mug of it in front of him? You don't see no blacks out in Phoenix on a hot day. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm not wearing any clothes right now. That's one of the things you do at Burning Man.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Mark, I have to get to some calls, okay? Is he on the line?
Sir, I'm on the line, but I wanted you to hear, if you would humor me, sir, for a moment, because what happened, as I explained to the gentleman...
You've been on the air here tonight talking about the station that I'm on in Phoenix as being something nobody in Phoenix wants to hear. The fact that Native Americans, what is this?
This is an example of the music that was playing. This is a song by the rock band called The Doors.
And I'm familiar with the song. Why am I hearing this?
This was the music that was playing. I'm trying to explain to you when I was taken by the Arizona State Patrol to the psychiatric center outside of Glendale. And it was at that time I was remanded to a solitation cell. And that's where the graffiti was written that I was telling you about.
You said that there was graffiti found in your cell that said, Greta Van Susteren and Beth Holloway eat a box lunch.
Yes, sir.
Did you write that?
Yes, sir, I did. And it was then that I knew that the Indian who told me I'd see these visions, I had known this.
Known what?
I felt that Greta Van Susteren was a lesbian.
Well, then either the peyote helped you see visions or it didn't.
It did, but it's wrong. It did, but it's wrong.
Okay, can we kill the music?
But don't you understand? Morrison's singing about it. He's talking about a killer on the road.
Can we turn the music off, sir?
Fine. Jesus, pain in the ass.
Hey, you know what? I got a radio show to do here. 1-800...
Yes, sir. You got a radio show to do, and you're doing it all over Phoenix like a dog does it all over a hydrant. And I'm begging you to stop.
1-800-449-8686. Ashley, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to know first off, how old are you?
Me or the car?
She's talking to me?
I guess she's talking to you.
I'm 57.
Okay, you're 57.
Yes, ma'am.
My dad is 64.
Uh-huh.
He's an avid listener of KFYI, and I have caught him in the morning.
Have you heard him saying it's KY Jelly Radio? No.
No, and see, that's also offensive to us, saying that only kids think about sex and KY Jelly. Sir, you're 57 years old, and you can't say no to drugs. I'm 19, and someone can offer me pot.
But, ma'am,
you have to
understand,
peyote.
The shaman who offered it to me told me there would be visions. There would be visions when the night came.
Okay, you can get visions with anything.
You can't get visions with pot. The only thing you get with pot is a headache. I'm talking about seeing the demon that comes. I can't explain what I want to say.
Well, I just want to, my dad listens to...
Yeah, go ahead, Ashley.
Whatever,
I'm sorry.
The station that you listen to.
Go ahead, call it what you want. Call it KY Jelly.
Yeah, the KY Jelly, the sex radio station, whatever. My dad listens to Howard Stern in the morning sometimes, too. So you can't
lose. Not anymore, he doesn't. Because Howard Stern's not on anymore. He's
Howard
on, Stern
is on
a satellite.
Howard Stern is on Sirius Radio.
He's on Sirius, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not off
and
the air.
And I pay to listen to Howard Stern. And also about spitting and hitting black people.
Ma'am.
There are 25,000 black people in Arizona.
Well, now, wow. A whole 25,000. You couldn't, they'd all fit in one end of the Sun Devil Stadium. Now.
My school was mostly black people. White, and I was a minority at my school.
Ma'am, I understand. I agree with you. I'm trying to tell you that when I saw the vision, that's what I wrote. When I wrote that Greta Van Susteren eats a box lunch, all of these things.
Greta, I got a break. I got a break. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
I just know.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What did your son say?
My son said to me, Dad, I got an idea for a business. And I said, what? And he said that he wanted to start a company that manufactures a new kind of lubrication ointment. And I said, okay. He said, I want to call it KFYI Lube. And that's where I said, okay, now you've gone way past the boundaries of decency, referring to a station that I enjoy as something you lube up with. And you're going to put that on there? He said, yeah, Dad, can I get their logo? And I'll stick it on there, and it'll say, slide it in easy with K. Well, never mind.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.